Hey, welcome to the Sunday to Sunday podcast, where we help your church thrive from Sunday to Sunday. My name is Justin Dean, and on today's episode, I want to talk to you about the importance of a social media policy and why your church needs one.
Church giving just got a lot better. With HealPay, members can give from their seats or on the go with our online, phone, and text giving options. Plus, we help your organization grow by donating 1% of processing fees back to you. Visit HealPayDC.com to learn more.
So every church needs a social media strategy, right? You need to plan out what you're going to post, what your overall message is, what's the tone of your church's voice or brand, what's, you know, who's going to be doing the posting and who's not going to be doing the posting. And an important part of a social media strategy needs to be a social media policy. Now, this can be a controversial move for many people, but it can be an incredibly useful tool to not only protect the church, but also to help align everyone with your mission. And more importantly, align the public's perception with your vision and goals. So a social media policy is simply a written document of guidelines and policies. It can either be suggested or enforced, depending on what is needed and acceptable within your church or organization. It goes over what can and cannot be posted, how people should conduct themselves online, what can be said about the church, and really any other guidelines that you want to include. In the corporate world, these policies can get pretty strict, particularly if you're in a public-facing role or an executive who represents the company. What you post online, even from your personal accounts, matters and can greatly affect the company. At a church, it's really no different. I would argue it's even more important because the reputation of the church is far more important than any company. And yes, I mean your specific church, but also the church as a whole. When we post as Christians, what we post as Christians has an effect on all Christians and the public's perception of what it means to be a Christian. That affects whether or not people come to church, whether or not they'll hear our message about Jesus. Typically, a social media policy is a document that would be placed in like an employee manual or included in an onboarding, you know, training for staff and volunteers. It's simply a document of written guidelines suggesting how to act and interact with people on social media so that your church is always seen in the best possible light. Everything we say or do, or don't say and don't do, affects the overall perception that people have of us as a person, of us as Christians, and by extension, how they feel about the church that you may represent. Now, I know a lot of you are cringing right now. You have your objections, and I get it. The most common objection I hear to social media policies like this is that your employer, even a church, can't or shouldn't control what you post or do on your personal channels or in your own personal time. You know, First Amendment rights and all that. While that's legally true, I actually don't know. It's kind of a gray area, but I'm no lawyer. It doesn't mean that your church can't provide some direction on what the best biblical behavior should be, right? Churches, we should be leading in these areas. We should be providing the direction on what's the biblical thing to do. It should be no different with your staff and volunteers and how you treat them. And frankly, it's not against the law for a church to fire you for what you post online or deny you that leadership position because you aren't conducting yourself above reproach online. It's good for a church or any employer to set expectations in writing so everyone is on the same page. They may not be able to control what you post, but they can provide guidelines so that what you post doesn't shine a bad light on the church or divide people from the core message. Hopefully, working for your church isn't just a job for you. I don't know why anyone would choose to work at a church just, you know, to check a job off their list. Certainly, the stress and lack of income isn't worth it. If you just want a low-paying, low-reward job, you can find that anywhere. If you work at a church, it's likely because you believe enough in the mission of the church to sacrifice things like your time, status, money, or the way you present yourself publicly online through things like social media. That can and should be one of the sacrifices you make to work and fulfill the mission of your church. Believe me, no one hates this more than me. I like to be able to post whatever I want online. I like to speak my mind. I like to stick up for things and stir the pot. I don't mind getting political and making my views known, but I'm not currently on staff at a church. So what I post doesn't directly affect a specific church, but it does affect the businesses that I run. It affects this podcast and everything that I'm a part of. It's a struggle for me, I'll admit this, but overall, the greater mission of what I do and what I want to be known for, being able to equip and help churches, that's far greater than being able to express my political opinions or make a joke or whatever I want to post. As a church, you may want to even make a policy that no one can post about politics. That's going to be a hard one for a lot of people. It can be a big sacrifice, and people will need to decide if working for your mission is worth that sacrifice. What you put into your policy and how strict it is can be totally up to you. It can be simple, it can be extensive, but it should align with your church's style and culture, as well as your biblical beliefs and overall mission. The idea isn't to control your people and what they say, but to provide them with a guide to represent the church and Jesus well. Most of it should be pretty common sense. We've actually created a rock-solid social media policy that you can copy and use and develop as your own. Take what you want from it or use it as is. You can grab it at sundayu.com. It's good to go as is, but we provide all the files you need to edit it and use it as you see fit. If it matters, know that this social media policy has been reviewed by competent and licensed attorneys. The specific wording is currently being used by dozens of churches already. However, I'm no lawyer and make no guarantees. It would be wise to have your own counsel as well as your own HR department review and approve the final version that you use. I highly encourage your church to adopt a social media policy of some kind, whether you use ours or someone else's or just create your own. It helps establish written guidelines that you can point back to so that there's no confusion on the expectations of your staff and volunteers. If disciplinary or pastoral coaching issues come up, you have a document to point to that outlines what was expected. There should be no confusion. And if it comes down to someone misrepresenting the church in a bad way and they won't stop, you may have to let them go. Having a policy in place that you can point to and say, they repeatedly violated this. That's going to help you tremendously from a legal and HR standpoint. And just to cut down on the confusion, we want to treat people well and make sure everyone's clear on what's happening with them and why. I hope this was helpful for you. Check out the social media policy documents on sundayu.com. Until next time, I'm Justin Dean. It's a pleasure to serve you. Thank you for subscribing. And reach out to us anytime at Sunday U. We'd love to help.